The city of Denver will stop using city recreation centers as emergency housing for migrants arriving in the city. Mayor Michael Hancock announced the policy change Monday, adding that there's no timeline for the implementation of alternatives. He said the city will look for community partnerships and the use of other buildings to make up the difference. The mayor told Denverite that it's time to start using city rec centers for their intended purpose again. New arrivals ostensibly have a 14-day stay limit at emergency shelters. Colorado Governor Jared Polis begins a second term in office today. His inauguration is set for later this morning at the state capitol in Denver. Also being sworn in for new terms today are Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera, Attorney General Phil Weiser, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, and Treasurer Dave Young. The inauguration ceremony begins at 10:30 this morning and will be live-streamed on YouTube. A new session of the Colorado State Legislature opened yesterday. Democratic State Representative Tracy Burnett resigned just before starting her second term in office. Steve Miller has more.
Burnett, who was re-elected to House District 12, has resigned after complaints about her residency. Burnett was re-elected to House District 12, which covers parts of East Boulder County. In November, Burnett was charged by the Boulder County District Attorney's Office with attempting to influence a public servant, forgery, and providing false election information, which are all felonies, along with perjury and procuring false resignation, which are both misdemeanors. The charges came after Boulder County Republicans Chairwoman Teresa Watson filed a complaint with the DA's office questioning Burnett's residency. Burnett, who was first elected in 2020, had listed Crestview Lane as her address. The Crestview Lane address was redrawn into House District 19 during the redistricting process. But Burnett later entered a Steele Street address in Louisville on her candidate affidavit for re-election in House District 12. Prosecutors determined that Burnett rented an apartment in Louisville in order to qualify for elected office. The charges came out after the voters in the district received their ballots. Burnett easily defeated Republican challenger Anya Kervan during the November election after receiving more than 77% of the vote. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Meanwhile, Representative Julie McCluskey was elected Speaker of the State House yesterday. The Dillon Democrat won the speakership in a 55-8 vote after a challenge from first-term Republican Representative Scott Bottoms. Police have recovered 5 paintings that were stolen from a truck outside a Boulder hotel last month. The paintings, valued at more than $400,000, were found Saturday night in a hotel room in Lakewood. Boulder Police Officer Patrick Meehan got a lead that the paintings might be in that hotel and partnered with Lakewood Police to search the room. Police also recovered stolen guns, electronics, and drugs. A 31-year-old man is under arrest in connection with the thefts. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold praised Officer Meehan and the Lakewood officers for what he called great police work. The Longmont City Council will consider a statement on gun legislation tonight in its first regular session of the new year. Philip Armour has more.
The statement is a 2-page document drafted after 5 proposed gun safety ordinances prepared last October failed to pass. Council decided instead to postpone any voting on new gun safety laws until June. A U.S. Supreme Court decision last year changed the legal landscape of the Second Amendment. State and local governments can no longer rely on governmental interests, such as public safety, when drafting gun legislation. Instead, gun restrictions must be proven to be consistent with historical traditions. As a result, lawsuits against Boulder County and 3 local municipalities have recently been filed in federal court that challenge the constitutionality of gun laws. Longmont Mayor Joan Peck said she is especially interested in a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases. A 10-day requirement was among the proposed ordinances to fail last year. A written statement ahead of tonight's meeting said the City Council will not sit by and wait for another tragedy. For KGNU, I'm Philip Armour.
Prosecutors in El Paso County are seeking 12 new criminal charges against the person already charged in the Club Q shootings in Colorado Springs. 5 people were killed and many more wounded in the shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub in November. The 22-year-old accused person is already facing 305 criminal charges in the attack. Those charges include first-degree murder and bias-motivated crimes. The accused is due in court again this Friday. Insurance companies have agreed to extend living expenses insurance for certain Marshall Fire survivors. A press release from the Colorado Division of Insurance said the additional living expenses coverage, or ALE, will be extended for up to 24 months for policyholders who only had 12 months of coverage. ALE coverage provides money for expenses people have when they can't live in their homes because of a catastrophic event. More than 1,000 homes were lost to the Marshall Fire in Boulder County on December 30, 2021. In today's weather, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 54 degrees, windy with gusting as high as 43 miles an hour. Increasing clouds tonight with a low around 27, still a bit windy with gusting up to 18 miles an hour. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.